Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is promising to work hard to unify the country and make America great for everybody. Mr. Trump predicted the nation will see something that is so amazing, he said today when he is sworn in as the 45th President of the United States. President-elect spoke before a crowd of donors late Thursday.
So I just want to thank everybody. We're going to have four incredible years. It's going to be something special. We have in the audience a special person who's worked very hard, who married very well. It's my daughter, Ivanka. Where is she? I sort of stole her husband. He is so great. If you can't produce peace in the Middle East, nobody can.
Mr. Trump was speaking about his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who is a real estate developer and investor as well as publisher and will serve as a senior advisor to Mr. Trump in the White House. Outgoing U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter says U.S. airstrikes have killed several dozen Islamic State fighters in two military camps about 45 kilometers southwest of the city of Sirte in Libya. The strikes were authorized by President Obama in what likely was the last military operation approved by the outgoing U.S. leader. United Nations Security Council has recognized Adamo Barrow as Gambia's new president, while longtime leader Yahya Jammeh refuses to give up power. He has until noon today to do so. Barrow took the oath of office Thursday at the Gambian embassy in neighboring Senegal. ECOWAS, the AU, and the Security Council have called on separate communiques to help the Gambian people. This is VOA News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has ordered an investigation into the collapse of a dilapidated high-rise commercial building in Tehran, an incident that left dozens of firefighters missing and feared dead. Spokesman for the Tehran Fire Department would not speculate on what had caused that blaze. It broke out in the 17-story building, spread quickly throughout that building, which housed hundreds of clothing and garment manufacturers, as well as highly flammable textiles. United Nations has been invited to attend the Syrian peace talks scheduled to begin Monday in Kazakhstan. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has said the talks will focus on ensuring and enforcing the ceasefire and allowing the distribution of humanitarian aid across the country. Meantime, Jan Egelin, special advisor to the UN Special Envoy for Syria, speaks about the bureaucratic quagmire, as he called it, in Syria, hampering humanitarian relief efforts for the people of Syria.
The way it is now, it cannot continue. The government has to change the way it is blocking our humanitarian access to civilians, but also the armed opposition groups who are responsible for the besiegements of Hou and Kefraya. They're also not helping us at all.
Ongoing violence in Syria has displaced thousands more people and left hundreds of thousands cut off from humanitarian aid. Right up until the end, al-Qaeda founder Osama bin Laden remained focused on striking the U.S., its Western allies, and governments seen as U.S. proxies, and he was leery of distractions that could weaken the terror group's resolve. Letters written by bin Laden were among almost 50 declassified documents just released by the U.S. intelligence community. Those documents, part of material confiscated during the U.S. military raid on bin Laden's compound in Pakistan in 2011. Bin Laden was captured and killed during the raid. Mexican government has extradited drug trafficker El Chapo Guzman to the United States, where he faces drug trafficking, murder, and other charges. Convicted drug cartel boss has spent the past year fighting extradition. He was recaptured a year ago after making a second jail break. You can get more news by going to our website. We're available at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.